Sachem Nido Paravav Mishnah Yigimah Harah Kesem Harezu Mukul Kel. A woman who has a blood stain on her clothing, and she doesn't know. Once you got this blood stain, and the din is that a woman who has a kesem, a woman who has a blood stain, the Chachamah were mitakin, that she has a din of a nida if she sees a dam while she's in the days of her nida. Or if she sees a dam while she's in her days of the ziva, she would become a zava. And a woman who doesn't know when she got the stain, she wouldn't know when to start her 11 days if he made ziva. As we mentioned previously, that a woman who sees dam for the first time becomes a nida. And a nida, after 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, even if she saw dam all 7 days. And then she would start 11 days of Yemei Ziva. And a woman who sees dam during her Yemei Ziva has a different din than a woman who sees dam during her Yemei Nida. And a woman who had a blood stain and doesn't know when she got the stain, she is Tameya. And she won't know when to start the 11 days of her Ziva, since she doesn't know when she got this kesem. The Choshashet Mishum Zoiv Divrei Rabbi Meir. A woman who has a blood stain on her clothing during her Yemei Ziva. If she was wearing this piece of clothing for 3 days straight, and it's possible that a little bit of this kesem was from one day, and a little bit from the next day, and a little bit from the third day, which in such a case, she would be a zava gedola. She would have to count 7 clean days. If the blood stain is large enough that it can be broken into 3 grisim, 3 beans, as that is a shear, that is the size of a kesem. They would make an isha tamei, the size of a kesem, is the size of a gris, a little bit more than the size of a bean. So therefore, if after wearing the piece of clothing for 3 days, the size of the blood stain is larger than the size of 3 beans, so it's possible that on each one of the 3 days she saw a kesem, she had a stain the size of a grit. And in such a case, if she had a kesem each day the size of a grit, since she had it for 3 straight days, she would become a zava gedola, and she would have to count 7 clean days. So according to Rabbi Meir, a woman who has worn a piece of clothing for 3 straight days, and after the 3 days, she had a large blood stain that was large enough to be broken into 3 grisim, she would be a zava gedola, and she would have to count 7 clean days, as we have to be afraid that in each one of these 3 days, she had a kesem the size of a grit. The Chacham Omrim ein biksamim mishum zot. The Chacham say, a woman would not become a zava gedola from a kesem. Now the Mephoshim explain, this Chacham is Rachanina ben Antignus. And Rachanina ben Antignus holds that the only way a woman can become a zava gedola from blood stains is if she wore a different piece of clothing each one of the 3 days. And each time she took off the piece of clothing at the end of the day, there was a kesem, a blood stain, the size of a grit, the size of a bean, which is the minimum size for a kesem to be metame and isha. In such a case, since she wore 3 different pieces of clothing, and each day, when she took off that piece of clothing, she found a stain. So she for sure had a kesem each day the size of a grit, so therefore, she would be a zava gedola. But in this case, where she wore the same piece of clothing for 3 straight days, and after 3 days she had a big blood stain, larger than the size of 3 grisim and 3 beans, even though it's quite possible that in each one of these 3 days she had a kesem the size of a grit, but according to the Chachamim, which are Chanina ben Antignus, we're not chayin for that, we're not concerned for that possibility, so therefore she would not be a zava gedola. In such a case, while Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir holds, that since it's possible that she had a kesem each day the size of a grit, in such a case that she wore the piece of clothing for 3 straight days, she would be a zava gedola if the kesem was larger than the size of 3 grisim. So the nida par above mentioned yidal haroa yom achad aso ben hashmasha tchilat nida usov nida tchila ziva usov ziva. A woman that sees on the 11th day during ben hashmasha the twilight is safek yom safek laila. We've mentioned many times previously that a woman, when she sees dawn for the first time, she becomes a nida. And after 7 days, she goes to the mikvah. And then she has 11 days of Yemei Ziva. During those 11 days of Yemei Ziva, if she sees dawn for 3 days straight, she becomes a zava gedola. And she has to count 7 clean days. If she sees dawn only 1 or 2 days, then she would be a shomeres yom, keneged yom. She would have to keep only 1 clean day. Now after the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, she goes back to being a nida. After the 11 days she sees dam, then she would be a nida, not a zava, and the din of a nida is that even if she sees dam for 7 days straight, she would not have to count any clean days, as long as by the end of the 7th day she's no longer seeing dam, she can go ahead and go to the mikvah, she would be tar. Now what happens if a woman had seen dam, say the 9th and the 10th day of her Yemei Ziva? So she's not yet a zava gedola, she would also have to see the 11th day to become a zava gedola. And if she does see dam also the 11th day, now she's seen dam 3 days straight. She would have to count 7 clean days. Only after she counts 7 clean days, would she go back to being in Nida? But before she counts 7 clean days, even though her 11 days are up, since she has now become a Zevach Gdola, she would not become a Nida. She would not go into her days of Nida until she counts the 7 clean days. So what happened if she saw the 9th and 10th day, and on the 11th day she saw Ben Ashmasha at the end of the 11th day, and it's a Sefer Yom Sefer Glila. We don't know whether the end of the 11th day Ben Ashmasha is Yom. And in that case, she would have seen on the 11th day, so now she saw God 3 days straight, so she can't go back to her Yemei Nida until she counts 7 clean days. Or maybe when she saw Adam Ben Ashmashos, it's Lila already, the next day. So she had not become a Zevach Gdola during her 11 days of Yemei Ziva. So even though she saw on the 9th and 10th day, that would not make her a Zevach Gdola. She was only Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom. She only has to count 1 clean day, and she did count 1 clean day, which is the 11th day. And now that she's seeing at night, which is really the 12th day, now she has gone back into her Yemei Nida. She's a Nida, not a Zevach Gdola. So there's a big difference in whether the Ben Ashmashos here is Yom or it's Lila. If it's Yom, she would have to count 7 clean days. She doesn't start her Yemei Nida until she does so. If it's Lila, then it's the next day, and the Dan that she saw would make her into a Nida, not a Zevach. And Ben Ashmashos, being that it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, we don't know whether it's day or night, what would be her Din? So the mission explains, Tchilas Nida, Usof Nida, Tchilas Ziva, Usof Ziva. The mission is explaining exactly what the stakes could be. For example, the Suffolk could be in the beginning of her days of Nida. Like we just mentioned, that she saw Dam Ben Ashmashos, the 11th day, that at night time she would now start her Yemei Nida. Or else the subject could be that she saw Dam at the end of her days of Nida. And after days of Nida, she starts the 11 days of Yemei Nida. And what happens if she saw Ben Hashmashos of the 7th day, and we don't know whether she's still in her days of Nida, or whether she has now started her Yemei Ziva. And Tchila Ziva and Sof Ziva is really the same suffix. Tchila Ziva is Sof Nida, meaning the beginning of her days of Ziva, beginning of 11 days, is also Sof Nida, the end of her days of Nida, as the woman goes from her days of Nida to her days of Ziva. And Sof Ziva is the same thing as saying Tchilas Nida, meaning to say if a woman that sees from Ben Ashmashos between the Tchilas Nida and the Sof Ziva, meaning what we just mentioned, which is the suffix of a woman who saw on the 11th day at Ben Ashmashos. So what would a woman do when she has such a suffix? And now the mission will mention a different suffix that a woman could have. Yom Arbaim Lezachar, V'yom Shmonim Linekeva. A woman that sees on the 40th day after giving birth to a male, and she saw Ben Hashmasha at the end of the 40th day. That the dinner that a woman that gives birth to a male counts 7 days if you made Tumah, she's Tummy for 7 days after giving birth. And then she has 33 days if you made Torah. The Torah tells us she has 33 days in which the Dam that she sees is Tar, she would not become Tummy at all. So altogether, that's 40 days. And what happens if she sees Dam at the end of the 40th day, Ben Hashmashos, the twilight, Sefik Yom, Sefik Lila. If it's Yom, if it's still the 40th day, then the Dam that she saw would not make her tummy. But if it's Lila, if it's night, then the 40 days are already up. So now, it's the next day, and that Dam would make her tummy. And the same stuff would apply if she saw Dam the 80th day after giving birth to a female. The Dinah is that a woman who gives birth to a female tummy for 14 days, double the amount of Yemei Tumah of a woman who gives birth to a male. And after those 14 days are up, she now has 66 days of Yemei Tohar. 66 days in which the Dam that she sees will not make her tummy. Now what happens if she sees Dam on the 80th day, Bein Hashmash, at the end of the 80th day, after giving birth to a female, it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, if it's Yom. Then the Dam that she saw Tohar will not make her tummy since she's still on her 80th date. But if it's Lila, it's already the next day, the 81st day, and it would make her tummy. So the Mishnah tells us, Bein Hashmash is Lekulon, Hare Lutos. Any of these fakes that we mention, and she saw the Dam Ben Ashmashos, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, she doesn't know whether she's Tommy or not, or whether she's a Zava or an Ida. In all those cases, she is Toa. She's unsure what to do, so therefore, if she's unsure whether she's a Nida or a Zava, she would go ahead and bring a Korban, but it would not be eaten. As it then is, that a Zava, a woman that became a Zava, she saw Dam 3 days straight during her Yemei Ziva. After counting 7 clean days, she has to bring a korban. That korban would allow her to eat kachem. So in these fakes that we have, that a woman is unsure whether she's a zava or not, so she would bring the korban, but the kohen would not be allowed to eat the korban that she brings, since she's bringing the korban misafik, she's unsure whether she's chayav in the korban, and since she's unsure whether she's chayav in korban, even though she would have to go ahead and bring it, because without bringing the korban, she would not be allowed to eat kachem, as she's misafik, whether she's a zava, but the kohen would not be allowed to eat the korban, since the korban has brought me something. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Asher temetaknes ashotos. Tiknu eta pikl. Rabbi Yeshua said to the Tana of our Mishnah, who discussed a woman that sees Ben Ashmash and she's unsure whether she saw it during the day or the night. Rabbi Yeshua says, instead of involving yourself in the shotos, the women that are insane, not that they're insane, but they don't know whether they saw it during the day or the night, and they don't know what their halacha is. Instead of discussing such a case, you should discuss a case of pikros, women who are sane, women who know exactly when they saw, but need guidance as to when they're mussar to their husband or not. As Rabbi Yeshua is talking about a case where a woman sees every other day. Every other day, she sees dawn. Such a woman needs guidance as to when she will be mussar to her husband, when she can go to the mikvah and be mussar to her husband or not. So instead of discussing a case of safek, a case a woman that saw ben hashmashos and is unsure whether she's dove or not, rather you should discuss a case where a woman knows exactly when she saw, and she sees every other day, but she needs guidance as to when she's mussar to her husband or not. As a woman who sees every other day, it's not clear exactly when she would be mussar to her husband, when she goes to the mikvah, and is mussar, so therefore, the Tana should discuss that case instead of the case of suffering.